All eyes were on Wall Street today following the rocket attack by Iran on U.S. bases in Iraq. Details coming up. It's the business news headlines for Wednesday, the 8th day of January. Thanks for being with us. Even though the IRS may have more agents, sort of, the chance of an audit continues to shrink. The employee idea that doubled the business of Amazon. Today, General Motors did something pretty amazing. We'll tell you about it. Robots are on the loose and working hard. We've got some job reports, the markets, and in for the interview, it's Ruth Hardin from Crossroads of Iowa. Think women and jails. But first, the business news headlines.
Insight on Business, the News Hour, is made possible through the support of the HR professionals at Oasis, a paychecks company at oasisahr.com. Taro International, a company that trains business leaders to be more successful. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Taro. TERO.com. The National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, with members in the United States, Canada, Great Britain, Australia, and New Zealand. NTPDA.com. And AARP, where they work to provide leadership in a host of issues from healthcare to creating more livable communities. Learn more at aarpiowa.org. The business news is next.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to the Wednesday edition of the business news headlines. You know, just 10 years ago, the chances of getting audited by the IRS were pretty much greater than today. And depending on your income, sliding by without an audit goes up the more money you make. According to a Syracuse University study, audit rates for taxpayers who make over $1 million a year fell by 50% between 2010 and 2018. Middle-class Americans, though, aren't as lucky. The audit rate for taxpayers earning between $50,000 to $75,000 has declined, but at a slower rate. Audit rates for individuals in that income bracket have declined by 31%. Taxpayers with incomes between $1 and $25,000 have seen their audit rates drop by 42%, while those earning between $25,000 to $50,000 have had their audit rates decline by 34%. In other words, audits for lower-income and middle-class taxpayers have dropped far less than the decline enjoyed by millionaires. Audit rates may continue to slip, given the fact that the IRS forecast is that it will lose up to 31% of its current workforce, or almost 20,000 full-time workers, to retirement within the next 5 years. So, hey, looking for a job? I think the IRS may be hiring. CNBC is reporting a strange story out of Amazon and Jeff Bezos, but to get there, we've got to go way back to the beginning. Back in 1994, Bezos quit his job on Wall Street, moved to Seattle, and started Amazon.com. They were selling books, and in that second year, they had sold books in all 50 states. The 10 employees would go to work on the site and then pack and ship books as they got the orders. Bezos said in a recent interview that they would do all of that on the garage floor on their hands and knees. Really? One day, a software engineer said there had to be a better way, and Bezos thought about it and suggested, well, why don't we all get knee pads? The employee suggested packing tables. And the next day, as a result, Bezos said he bought packing tables, and it doubled their productivity. In 1997, Amazon went public, and the company's employee base grew to 614. Today, Amazon reports having 750,000 full-time employees and has a market capitalization of more than $946 billion. Well, it's been talked about, and the United Auto Workers have called on General Motors to change their business model, and, well, somebody must have been listening. GM made about 930 temporary workers permanent full-time employees at 30 of its 52 UAW-represented facilities in the United States, and there are more to come in the months ahead, said the company. The conversion of temps is in keeping with the terms struck in the 2019 four-year UAW contract that union members ratified in October after that 40-day nationwide strike. In it, temporary workers who gain at least 3 years of service will convert to permanent status starting this year. Their new wages are also impacted from $21 to $24 an hour. Still, thousands remain temporary workers at GM facilities, and their chance of reaching permanent status could be long and uncertain. But For those who do move to permanent positions, it's a game changer. Because, as we said, that hourly rate of pay moves from $15 to $17 an hour to over $21 an hour. Well, as of today, robots are on the move at Walmart. Walmart unveiled its latest weapon in the battle against Amazon and Kroger for shoppers' food spending, and they are called grocery-picking robots. The machine, part of a system called AlphaBot, operates in a 20,000-square-foot facility that Walmart built into one of its stores in Salem, New Hampshire. The company plans to build similar facilities onto stores in Mustang, Oklahoma, and Burbank, California later this year. Automated grocery systems like AlphaBot are estimated to pick and pack orders as much as 10 times faster than a human. This could enable Walmart to rapidly expand its capacity for orders as demand for online grocery services grows. Hello, Hal. Word is that business over at the Apple Store is slowing a bit, but sales of wearables like the iPods is taking up the slack. Apple introduced two new versions of AirPods in 2019, an update to the regular model that has better battery life and an optional wireless charging base, and the Pro model that features a new design and noise cancellation. Besides the iPhone, AirPods appear to be Apple's smash hit of the holiday shopping season. AirPods Pro, which went on sale in October of last year, still have a month-long wait to see if you can order them on Apple's website, although you might get lucky finding a pair at an Apple retail store. And don't count out the Apple Watch either. Apple Watch lineup is still attractive with the 2017 Series 3 model starting at $199. Well, stocks ended higher today after President Donald Trump spoke about an attack by Iran on an Iraqi airbase that houses American troops, which had led to a massive sell-off in overnight trading. The Dow finished 161 points higher at 28,745. The S&P 500 gained 0.5% and hit an intraday all-time high and closed at 3,253. The NASDAQ advanced nearly 0.7 and notched intraday and closing records. Today closed out at 91.29. In the final minutes of trading, the major averages came off their highs amid unconfirmed reports of explosions near Baghdad's Green Zone. The Dow had been up by as much as 282 points. In a follow-up story, those explosions did happen inside the Green Zone and are attributed to some pro-Iranian militias. Investors also eyed the ADP jobs report that indicated private sector companies in December added the most jobs in 8 months, bolstering sentiment that the labor market remains solid. Payroll processor ADP said that non-government payrolls rose by 202,000 in December. That was well above the 160,000 economists surveyed by Bloomberg had expected. But that's not all. On Friday, the Labor Department will release their employment reports, and economists expect an increase in non-farm payrolls of about 160,000. That would be much smaller gain than the blowout 266,000 in November, though it would still represent a steady job market. Two different reports, ADP and the Labor Department. Stay tuned. And finally, speaking about jobs, if you're looking for one in 2020, here's what LinkedIn has to say about the hot job market. Job seeking is, of course, near its peak during January as people look for their next career steps. Several analyses, including LinkedIn's Emerging Jobs and U.S. News' 100 Best Jobs, point to the tech industry as one of the most promising for job seekers. People who work in engineering and data are especially in demand. Now, those who excel in people skills, listen to this, sometimes called soft skills, are not out of luck. Human-based skills are in all sectors. Able to communicate clearly is definitely an advantage for any employer, and it's still a treasured compliment to any job seeker. So if you can communicate, get along, you know, soft skills, big, big ups. All right, coming up next, a conversation with Ruth Hardin. She is the executive director of Crossroads of Iowa, an organization that seeks to end jail recidivism, mostly among women. That conversation is coming up next.